Today's Best Country 93.9 FM, the Country Moose, and find out who your friends are, Tracy Lawrence. Today, on the anniversary of the drive-in movie theater, I happen to have a friend of mine who owns a drive-in theater. Now you just watch, because he doesn't have a cell phone. He uses that OnStar thing for his regular calls. He'll complain about his OnStar minutes. See if we can get a hold of him.
Hello.
Hey, it's the anniversary of the drive-in.
Yeah, I know.
1933, of course you know.
Am I on the air?
Of course.
Well, got my OnStar minutes.
Unbelievable.
It's my birthday!
All the money you make on that drive-in, you're worried about your OnStar minutes.
Well, I tell you what, there ain't a whole lot of money being made.
So you're open all summer, and you have two big screens.
Yeah. All summer, two big screens. You know, you've been there enough times.
I know, I ballooned up nicely in the snack bar.
Well, from that and all that Captain Morgan.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about that. We got great movies out there. You do the first run movies.
First run movies, Phil.
That's amazing. Now, how many, is there only like 500 drive-ins left?
Probably so, yeah.
See, I can't find one around here. Minnesota, Wisconsin, you know where these things are at. Are there any in Wisconsin?
Yeah, there's a couple in Wisconsin. I know of a brand new one that opened up right around Green Bay.
Oh, I used to live there.
Yeah, the Field of Scenes, that's what it's called.
Well, we get a lot of calls here, people saying, there used to be a drive-in here. Well, there used to be a drive-in everywhere, but they're gone.
I'm sure Iowa has some somewhere.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Well, I suppose
go on drive-ins.com, and they have all the states broken down. And then click on, of course, Iowa, and they'll tell you if there's anything left.
All right. And of course, you don't have to pull the speakers inside, none of that business. Most of them are like on the radio, aren't they?
Yeah, I would imagine. You know, the ones that are top-notch like ours would probably. But the ones that are like dirt tags probably got the old speaker pole still up. You know, we are a top-notch organization.
I know. And it's actually worth the 8-hour trip to Coldwater, Michigan.
Now, what town are you in? Mason City?
Yeah, I'm in Mason City. It's 8 hours from you.
Well, just tell them to load up. Just pack their bags on Thursday, and they'll be here by Friday. Just get in line, and then they can, after the show, they can just take that road trip home.
Do you still have Jimmy Buffett going?
On occasions, yeah. We turn Buffett night into military appreciation night.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always good. And then...
Show your ID. You know Buffett's a big lip.
We love Buffett, though. He doesn't talk about it on stage. Oh, man. Well, that's great. I just wanted to make sure that everybody in Iowa knew about your drive-in.
Well, they know.
Yeah.
They know.
What's your website address?
www.capridrivein.com.
All right. Check it out.
Tell anyone that they go on there to enter on the guest book.
Oh, yeah. We'll let you know we're from Mason City.
So let me know how your listeners are.
Yeah. All right.
All five of them.
Huh? Yeah, it's my buddy Tom from Coldwater, Michigan. On the anniversary of the drive-in movie theater.